It's really a pleasure, thanks Olin, to be here with you today. I'm sure that the discussion has got off to a good start this morning. I know that you also have a busy schedule today, so I'm not going to take very long. Just a few words to help mark this occasion, and of course to underline the importance of our work in addressing technical barriers to trade. 2015, you all know, marks the 20th anniversary of the WTO, but it also marks, because they both came together, the 20th anniversary of the TBT agreement, of course. And for me, the importance of the agreement is quite clear. I myself, as a delegate here in the WTO, sitting where you are, often dealt with TBT issues, and I know exactly how important those issues are. In the past 20 years, and this is something that I said frequently everywhere I went, even before becoming DG, the average tariffs have fallen significantly. In fact, they have been cut in half. So over the applied average tariff was around 15% in 1995. Now they are lower than 8%. They're just below 8%. So against this backdrop of falling tariffs, non-tariff measures have become the name of the game. So they have become increasingly important in determining the conditions for market access. And these behind-the-border issues are today at the heart of any trade debate that you see going on in the world. We know, for example, that many regional trade initiatives are now trying to grapple with the behind-the-border issues, in particular TBT. So I think we're all increasingly conscious of the need to respond to the global challenges in a more coherent, joined-up way. Trade policies must go today hand-in-hand with other types of policies, for example, health, environment, consumer protection. All these things go hand-in-hand today. And the TBT agreement definitely helps us to respond to all of these challenges. It provides, as you know, a multilateral anchor for governments as they seek to align their regulations. It recognizes the right of WTO members to implement measures that achieve legitimate policy objectives, regardless of how high you intend them to be. And it provides a forum for the through the TBT committee to test precisely whether those measures that are imposed are indeed necessary or not. So I think that the TBT committee is a success story. If there is a success story in the WTO, this is one that we can tell. Over the last 20 years, it has become a well-functioning, dynamic mechanism for addressing the matters of everyday life, both at the commercial level, social level. They deal with issues like very important issues like chemicals in toys, or carbon footprint labeling, or even procedures for testing and approving medical devices, pharmaceuticals. It's a huge range of issues that you deal with, and important issues for the day-to-day life of citizens and of consumers. And the figures that we have before us tell a very striking story. Since 1995, the TBT committee has received 25,000 notifications of new or changed measures. And this is the highest number for any committee in the WTO. Now, members have also developed guidance on the application of the agreement, which of course helps with the practical and business-like application of all these measures. So over the years, the committee has taken on an important preemptive function, so it does not only react, it preempts action. Through its existence, the TBT committee has dealt with 471 specific trade concerns, I don't have to tell you what they are. You're all very familiar with that. But essentially, by raising specific trade concerns to find out more about the scope and the implementation of each other's regulations in light of the TBT obligations, members carry on a very, very important function of the WTO. This is a systematic part of the committee's work, as you know that. I understand that the TBT committee has 19 new concerns along with 40 existing concerns on the agenda for this week alone. So clearly this is an area where we can see potential disagreement, and they do come up. But what is interesting is to note that in these 20 years of existence of the WTO, we have only had 5 TBT-related disputes, and only one is ongoing at this point in time. So that should tell us something, and I think that by providing a forum for exchanges at the technical level, it seems to me to be quite clear that the committee's regular work also helps to preempt frictions and avoid unnecessary disputes. And in this way, I think the committee also makes a significant contribution to the smooth functioning of the multilateral trading system as a whole. Now, this is not something that is a preserve for only a few members, because you could say, well, this is just for the big players or something like that. That's not true. The WTO is a very inclusive organization. Today we have, as you know, 161 members, and 4 out of 5 of our members are from the developing world. They play, all of them, a very key role in managing the system and in running the system and in shaping the agenda. And the TBT committee is no exception. The engagement of developing countries in the TBT work has been growing consistently, both in number of notifications as well as the involvement in the trade-specific concerns. Very significantly, also, the private sector is definitely engaged in the committee's processes. Through members' representations, the committee enables views of both small and large firms to be heard about the effects of standards that might have, that the impact that standards might have on their businesses. And this is really a very important aspect of our work. After all, it is these businesses which drive growth, development, and jobs, job creation that we all want to see in our country. So this meeting is taking place at a very interesting moment, to be diplomatic about it. In just a few weeks, we will hold our 10th ministerial conference in Nairobi. This is the first time that a ministerial conference of the WTO is held in Africa since Marrakesh created the organization 20 years ago. And we are, in fact, making every effort to make it a successful conference. We need to deliver negotiated outcomes, and we are working on that as we speak. So it is the negotiating work that usually grabs, you know, the headlines of the media, public opinion. It is, of course, an essential part of what we do. But I often say, and those of you who follow what I have been saying, I'm sure not many of you, but those who do, know that I always say that negotiations is not the WTO. The WTO is more than that. And there is great value to what we do here on our day-to-day work. This work often goes unseen and unremarked upon, but it is, I think, one of the key strengths of the organization, if not the key strength of the organization. So the TBT committee illustrates this point rather emphatically. The committee's record shows that the multilateral system can work in a constructive and pragmatic manner to find common ground, resolve issues, finding solutions. I encourage you, all of you who are related to this and involved in this directly or indirectly, to continue this very important role. I understand that you're now currently involved and working to develop guidance on good regulatory practices, and I urge you to continue this very important task as we grapple with more and more non-tariff measures. The TBT committee's role and the TBT agreement more broadly will be, in my view, more important than ever. So in closing, let me extend my sincere thanks to all of those who have contributed to make this work a huge success over the last 20 years. And many of these people are here today. So as we look to the future, I have no doubt that we will build on this excellent foundation, take this work from strength to strength, a foundation that you are building even today. So I encourage you to continue this work. I unfortunately will not be in a position to be with you longer. As Holim said, the director said, I do have a very busy morning. I wish it was only the morning. But I am very proud of the work that has been going on in the TBT committee. As I said, I follow this personally. I know what you do. This is not an abstract notion for me. I know exactly what you're doing, and I think that what you do is what keeps this organization relevant in global economic governance. So thank you all very much. Great job. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.